the book Hebrews, or 50. Unprofessionalist readings of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. If you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, just contact us at our WhatsApp. It's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to our website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It is very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notifications or the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You are very, very welcome. I trust this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. We have to continue where we left off yesterday morning. And again, I'm just going to start to read the verse. We're still at verse 6, Genesis 3, verse 6. Now, suddenly, starting this morning, I hope you did your bit of homework. Suddenly, you start to get a different perspective of what has happened in the Garden of Eden. Something that the church will never say anything about for more than 600 years. It says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, in other words, this man creature, she already touched him. Her eyes has opened. Because otherwise, how could she see? She had to touch him. And the moment that she was disobedient to Yahweh, our Elohim, her eyes opened immediately. Touching the body, eyes opened. Then the desire became alive to have sexual intercourse with the serpent. If you can read between the lines, and the tree was good for food. No, it's not just food. It's to eat him up. She wants to dissolve him. And it was pleasant to the eye. She admired this beast, serpent, this man-like. She couldn't even remember what Adam looked like. What did Adam look like? He didn't look like this. Because she haven't seen Adam with open eyes. The first time her eyes opened to see a human man, or see a beast, serpent, man. Now, actually what is happening here, she didn't touch him once, she didn't kiss him once, she didn't eat him once. She ate and she ate and she ate. She couldn't get enough. It's a total new experience. Sexual experience happening in the Garden of Eden. Now it sounds like blaspheming, but this is a fact. Because as we continue, especially when we get to Cain, he wasn't Adam's son. He was the serpent's son, and I'm going to prove it to you in the scripture. I'm going to read it to you. And then you will fall off your chair. So don't run away, just be calm. And I know this is contradicting your church dogma and teachings for hundreds of years. Doesn't matter. Just be glad that Yahweh, in the time we're living in this 21st century, is opening his revelation word. Not just giving you the names above every name, the name above the names that the Catholic Church has hidden away, has translated away, using pagan gods' names. And we grew up in that, not knowing any better. Now the scripture is going open to us. Now he says, and the woman saw that the tree was good for food. It's not good for food with a knife and a fork. She just put her hands into his body. And it was pleasant for the eyes. She couldn't get enough of it. And the tree to be desired to make one wise. Wise, otherwise, just want to make love to you. Over and over and over. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat. So she had a proper serpent meal. There was no snake near. And she ate and she ate and she ate until she couldn't have any more. Now the Bible says, and gave also unto her husband with her. Now tell me, do you think if Adam was there with her, he would have allowed her to touch that serpent's body? He would have break her arms immediately. She wasn't worthy. This, when we read the scripture, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that she was pleasant for the eye, and it was pleasant to the eye and a tree to be desired to make one wise, and took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. No. That's not what is. You must read in between the lines. She had the whole morning with him until the afternoon. She made love to this serpent beast. And then after she couldn't have any more, she was sufficient. She realized that she was naked. She realized that she was disobedient. She realized that she had sinned against Adam and against the Creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh Almighty. From this moment, the serpent just turned away and walked away from everything. Because he was hardly satisfied, she was hardly satisfied, and Satan was smiling from ear to ear. Because he has done what he intended to do, and that is to break down the handiwork of Yahweh, our Elohim. So Adam wasn't with her. She went and looked where Adam was. Most probably she went to the stream and had a proper shower or a wash, and then she went to Adam. Yes, we adults, come on. See, she was looking Adam up. She was calling, Adam, where are you? Then Adam came from the trees. And what did she do? She just didn't give him a piece of the apple because there was no apple. What did she do? This woman was so wise on this time. She knew exactly what to do to arouse Adam. She now being the tree of death walks to Adam, who is totally in the dark about what has happened with Eve and the serpent. He is totally innocent. She walked unto him and then she took him and she touched him. And she kissed him. And she beguiled Adam. the way that the serpent beguiled Adam. I think that Adam was so in shock. The moment that the hands just went over his body, and she holds him, and she kisses him, and she holds him unto her, and why? She had proper training. The serpent has trained her properly. And now, Satan took hold of her body. He using her body now as a medium to infiltrate the life of Adam. And she also, it says, and eat and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. So what does she do? She does exactly the same the serpent has done to her. She's having intercourse with Adam. Because the moment that he, instead of pushing her away and running away, he just indulged in what is happening. He's enjoying the moment, not thinking. The mind is unfruitful on that time. And she's laying down on the grass, and they were having intercourse, and they were smooching and making love for hours and hours and hours. And Adam again couldn't get enough of her. His eyes open and he says, what woman have Yahweh made me? I've never seen her in the stage. I've never seen her as a tiger. And his eyes opened. And the more she loves him, making love to him, he starts making love to her. And she gave also unto her husband with her. And he did eat, and eat, and eat, and eat, until he had no more power in him. And he just fell down there next to on the grass. And they just lay there staring to heaven, looking at the trees. What a feeling. What has happened? The things that I've been talking about yesterday and this morning is not one small verse. It is happenings of a whole day in time. The Bible says in verse 7, and the eyes of them both were opened, and the eyes of both were them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. But they didn't mind, because they enjoyed the sin. Now they start to realize they've sinned. They see each other naked. They see each other in a way they never saw each other before, for a year, 100 years, 1,000 years, millions of years. They were sinless. They were blind for the desires of the body. Now, everything has changed. And they saw that they were naked. It's not just a question of they were naked. They knew they sinned. They knew they were disobedient to the instructions of Yahweh, their Creator. And they sewed fig leaves together. Where did they get a needle and thread to sew, or a sewing machine? No, they just took a leaf and took a string of leaf and tear it up, and they made themselves garments. They just tried to make some clothing from leaves. Fig leaves. Why fig leaves? Why specific fig leaves? Why would the Bible says they made themselves and they sewed fig leaves together, which is not the biggest leaves in creation. There are bigger, much bigger leaves than fig leaves. And they made themselves aprons. They covered themselves. They tried to hide their nakedness. They tried to hide their sins. You can do what you like. If you sin, you can't hide it from Yahweh, Yahashua, and the Ruach HaKodesh. It's opened. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop you right here. And I want you for this weekend to do your own proper study from verse 8 onwards. With the information you now have. And see what happens further. See if you can read the figurative speech. See if you can read in between the lines. I'm sure you're going to. Why? Because your eyes also has opened to the revelation truth, the revelation word. Till Monday of his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.